Yes, indeed. Project 84.
Fucking triggered right now.
Yeah, by the gay video or by men killing themselves.
No, this whole thing, like, what was it? A few sentences in, it's like, oh, we should get them to stop killing themselves and get them talking. They tried fucking talking. But in the UK, you throw people in prison, take their children or whatever, even if they post a fucking tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Where should they talk? They're like, you've banned them from talking. They cannot express their own emotions, their own feelings. And then you come, like, once they're fucking off themselves, you come around with your 2020 vision being like, oh, maybe you should have talked about it. But they fucking tried. I fucking promise you that 90% of these people tried to talk, and most of them are probably white men. And to top it all off, you go and call it some Orwellian fucking 1984 Project 84. Like, what's wrong with you? And then you think, oh, what's the best way of commemorating people who kill themselves and stop getting people to kill themselves? Oh, let's put 84 fucking statues on our rooftop, encouraging people to take the plunge. Like, are these people insane? Are they this stupid? Like, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, it's so fucking gay. You know, the whole thing, like the reaction to this absolute catastrophe is always so gay, you know?
Yeah. It's like, what would the reaction be if I took a fucking oven and carried it and dumped it on the Jewish holy site Auschwitz and say, oh, never forget, here's an oven. It's like, why do you place this on fucking rooftops? And why do you talk about people talking when you do everything possible in your society from stopping men, especially white men, from expressing their opinions? And then you go and make boo-hoo shows. Go fuck yourself. So actually, that triggered me. Now I'm triggered. You should have a trigger warning there, Andreas.